Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, everyone. Vinny is hidden behind his...
Is this thing on?
...laptop. It is on. You look at
you
while
hear me.
Set and ready to go.
Okay.
How you doing?
Well, I woke up to pee in a blackout.
Oh, boy.
So it appears we're part of the lucky contestants that
boy, this has been
power turned off.
Quite a year for you. So far, so good here in Mill Valley. A lot of it's off, but, you know, as you and I were sort of planning for contingencies yesterday, I'm like, oh, my God. What else can happen?
Well, look, on the bright side, for those of you who are like me with the power turned off, the upside is I've been evacuated and it's worse than this. So The idea, you know, we can go back to the beginning when PG&E was paying bonuses and not dealing with their infrastructure, and that caused the San Bruno explosions and other fires that were catastrophic. You know, I mean.
Yes. Oh, they've certainly had their share of buffoonery.
So, you know, I it's too late to whine about that now. Unfortunately, someone wasn't overseeing what they were up to and where they were, if they were reinvesting and blah, blah, blah. The bottom line is, yeah, they need to turn us off if they think we're going to actually catch on fire. So I have to support it. I don't have an, you know, what are you going to do?
Well, you can't do anything because they're in charge of the switch. So it's, you know, it's annoying because, yeah, like these rolling, I get why they're doing it. But I really wish they'd fix everything up real nice, considering what we pay them every month.
Right. Well,
get going on
that.
And
I'd pay more to know that we're going to have, I mean.
I'll pay more too.
Look.
Yes.
It's funny because I grew up here, so I only know, I mean, I've been around now, but I only knew California, and I've always loved it. I like the outdoors, I like the ocean, and I've always known that as I meet people, many are like, oh, California, that's where it's at, you know?
Yeah.
But we're the laughing stock. I mean, you paid what, and it doesn't have electricity?
Yeah.
I mean, that is hysterical.
Hilarious. Oh, my God. I can't stop laughing. I cannot stop laughing. Honest to God,
that's the laughing stock. I mean, there's no other way to describe that. What? You had to leave your home because your power's off. Mm. And you paid what for that place? Right. Mm. Right.
Yeah.
Right, buddy.
Right. And, you know, listen, not only is it expensive to have the house, it's expensive to power the house and... They're not giving us any money back. You know, and look, I get that the bottom line here is that when there are wildfires, and especially those ones caused by PG&E, because they absolutely have caused some of them with their crappy infrastructure, you know, they end up having to pay a ton of money to families who've lost people because of that. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they don't want to incur any more. And also it feels a little vindictive on their part. But, you know,
ding,
who
ding,
am I to
ding,
say?
Ding,
who the hell
ding,
am I to
ding.
Say? It is quite annoying to hear what some people are, that people would make a bonus on a year when for many people, they simply had no power. You know, good on you. And that things have been allowed to age themselves to the point where they can't oversee their own system. They're so worried about it that they have to turn off the power. Yeah, this, you know, look, we could dwell here or we could.
No, we shouldn't. I mean, I think that, you know, most people aren't turned off. And look, it's frankly, it's going to be a nice day. Windy, yes, but it will be nice. Sun's going to be out. It's not going to be too hot. It's going to be actually kind of nice.
What do you hear about these 20-year winds? The worst winds in 20 years I got.
Well, look, first of all, the offshore winds, you know, they call them Santa Anas where I grew up. Frankly, they should call them Santanas here in Northern California because, you know, Santana. But they call them Diablos or, you know, and I've only recently heard that. But they're offshore breezes. They're strong. They absolutely, wind can cause trouble in a fire area for sure.
Of course.
We've seen that. But it's also every October and November. So there's nothing new here. This isn't, you know, I am an absolute confirmed environmentalist. I want us to look after the environment. I want us to do a better job for our kids' sake, all that. But wind is not part of this climate change. And while the fires have been bad, and I'm not going to deny that maybe that plays a role in it, I also think a little prep would be a good idea. You know,
sure. Forest, well, knowing,
you know,
what we do,
taking care of the forests in a way that puts breaks in so they can, you know, manage fires if they do. I don't know, blah, blah, but.
Right. We're not in charge of that, but it does seem like, you know, more could be done.
Right. You know, so I don't even know where
I
we're going
with
any of this.
I hate to be whiny, but you know, you do pay your bills and you pay your taxes and you buy your house and you do all these things and you think to yourself, and this is how it will be. And then the power's out. And you're thinking, this is not really, you know. I was reading a thing this morning about, you know, listen, $1.2 million, you can get yourself a house out here. Or a condo, you know.
Right.
And it'll be, you can live in it. But in, I think it's Pennsylvania, where the Kate Goslin, the Kate Plus 8 people had their, John and Kate Plus, whatever it was. Their place is on the market for $1.2 million, and it's 23 acres, 7,500 square feet. I mean, I'm looking at it going,
well,
I don't think they have rolling blackouts either.
No, but they do have hard winters there.
They
hard
do. Ones. It's true. We lived through one together, and it was so
well. My fun. Parents lived in Pennsylvania, and so they lived on the west side. We lived on, you and I were on the east side, but I went and visited. Yes, they all had nice big giant yards with deer walking right through it.
So green.
But it was not a place I wanted to stay.
Well, that's the thing. You know, you pay the price to live here, and it's a price that clearly we're willing to pay.
For now. And, I mean, I don't know. Sure. When will the price become, and this is funny, it's sort of that thought process that I wouldn't even want to say out loud, except, you know, here I'm about to do it.
Do it.
But what is that point where you go, do we cash out early and get out of here before the value becomes nothing?
Oh my
where
God.
People are like, I'm not paying for that. You don't even get power most of the year.
I know.
It's
and I have to say,
thought.
This year with us all working from home, you know, where is home? Well, couldn't it be anywhere? And I'm thinking, you know, Pennsylvania on that $1.2 million 23-acre farm, I mean, I'd be getting up at 7 instead of at 4. But it would be... It would be not here. Yeah, well, you wouldn't get any surfing in, that's for sure.
No, sir. I would not want that. No, I mean, in the end, I think I'm feeling a little slightly tender and bruised from the year in general.
That is a common feeling, yes.
Getting up this morning and going, okay, we're on the run, let's do it. I just went, all right. You know, but then on the other hand, how was that Adele on SNL?
Did you watch that?
She is a skinny little thing, isn't she?
She is looking good.
I didn't watch a lot of it, but I did see the bit where she just could not maintain her, you know, the wiener bit.
Yeah, can I just say, I found that like kind of, I was like, really go to Africa and get yourself a native? That didn't that I felt like, okay, as I'm watching it, you know, I'm not one to get outraged and go on Twitter, but I thought, I bet you people are getting outraged and going on Twitter over this.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't even think it through on that level. I watched it because I was looking at Adele trying to maintain her cool.
Yeah.
And
which is always fun. That's always fun.
Yeah.
Starts to feel a little forced after a while.
The divorcees, giant black man dong bit was, I guess I could see how that would be offensive to some.
Yeah. No, I definitely felt like, whoa, that is out on a limb. See how that goes for him. Fun.
How does it? Do we know what's the fallout? Is there?
Let me see if I have anything really specific. There were people who were outraged, of course. Hold on.
I'm sure it wasn't black men. They're probably like, yes.
Let's see. Adele breaking character on SNL is being called the best moment of the night, but fans thought the sketch itself was the worst. Yeah. They're just basically saying. A lot of people weren't on board with the premise. Wow. They thought it was fetishizing African men.
Well, yeah.
Exactly. I mean, I'll tell you more.
That's
about
what they
it
did.
Later.
They absolutely did.
Sure.
That.
Yes, they did. As they're standing there saying why it would be so great if you came to Africa for the beaches and et cetera, whatever. I think she called it dangling bush fruit or something. And that was where she started really cracking up because she couldn't get the line out. And then there's a black man carries a white woman by in the background. And I just thought,
yeah,
this is not going to sit well. This is, you know, it's funny watching her try to deliver the lines, but woo, this is going to be a hot topic on Twitter.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't even let it go there in my head, but I you know, I'm not one to be outraged. I just thought.
Sure. Yeah, I know. There are definitely people who are like, you know what I'm doing in 2020? I am going to be looking for things to be outraged about. Michael Martin is. Michael Martin's checking on us to see if we're. I thought he was going to say something about what we were talking about. Oh, boy.
Oh. It's not our bit.
Nope, not our bit. We thought it was outrageous. Don't. We don't have any more to say about it. you know, did you find ways to entertain yourself over the weekend before you had to move out?
I had a great weekend. I mean, you know, great in context, please. But yes, I had a great weekend. I hung out with my little one and we skateboarded some. And then I don't know where I got a hair across my... What is bear up my...
A hair,
no.
across,
hair
your
across
ass?
Your ass.
What's the bear one then?
That some days the bear eats you.
Eats you. Is that the
some
one?
Days you eat the bear?
Okay, well, I got a hair across my bear, and then went to the skate park on Sunday morning, super early, because I figured, well, all the kids with COVID, they're not up early, right? And I mean, they're busy hopping.
I'm gonna guess you found them. The kids with the COVID.
No, I didn't actually. Oh. You know who I found? One other guy just like me.
Oh,
me. And another old dude, we're both at the skate park all by ourselves at 6:45 in the morning on Sunday.
Did you try to outdo each other? Did anyone hurt their arm or leg?
No.
Yeah, showing each other your ollies and your whack-a-noodles
and your... The plan to keep my cool, and I stuck to the plan, and I just rode the walls and carved it up and got some exercise and had fun and left there uninjured. That's me knocking on wood because I don't want any trouble at all for the rest of this year. And you know what? Frankly, for all the trouble I've had this year, I deserve a clean 2021 too. Please.
I agreed. This will probably drag into it, but hopefully by then there'll be like solid news about a vaccine and we'll know what's happening with
you. As 2020.
Nothing could be. Although the fact that we're saying that out loud, it's like, we're just jinxing it. Like, I'm really afraid that if somebody loses the election, somebody's base is going to go crazy and, you know, they are the ones with the guns. And,
right. There's that.
That's not going to
happen. Yeah, there's that. Well, right. That. Okay. Let's go with that then.
Because he's going to win, so they'll be happy.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
Come on, that was the best joke of the day. Bryn, where's my
We're
hit?
It's so early for the best joke. It feels a little too early for the best joke. Oh, my God.
Did you watch, let me ask you this. Did you watch My Octopus Teacher?
I didn't. I watched Enola Holmes because my kid is behind plastic in the house and wants to watch it. My Octopus Teacher with me. Did you watch My Octopus Teacher?
I did.
And?
I liked it.
You didn't? It wasn't a five for you, though.
I didn't love it. No, I'll tell you why, though. Maybe because of the expectation, but it's a very small film. Like, when you talk about the ocean and you talk about... I heard Jacques Cousteau mentioned, and he is a deep-sea diver on on expeditions out into the middle of the, you know... This is a very small movie. It's made by one dude.
Yeah.
And it's made right off the shore near where, I think it's near where he lives. It must be close enough because he goes every day. Mm-hmm. But it's clear it's a very small film. It's excellent, but it's not, when I think of a film in the ocean and you hear Jacques Cousteau, I just think of a big thing and it's really very small. And that's okay. It's good. It's just,
The kids like it? Did you watch it with the kids? Or
no, I watched it with the missus. She did not see most of it.
Well, that happens.
So, right. But I liked it. I finished it and enjoyed it. And I would recommend it. Say that again?
Beautifully shot.
Yeah, it's so you watched it, right?
I watched like half of it. I was like, watched like your missus did.
Oh.
Watched it.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean by, it's very small. It's just this dude. Mm-hmm. And it's this little spot he goes to. And so when you talk about the ocean, you sort of think this, you can't even see, you know, it feels infinite. Right. And the depth feels infinite too. Like you just can't even go as deep as it goes. And so this film is very much like right off the shore.
So he's in a tide pool and it's, you know.
It seems to be all about the relationship with him and that octopus.
So it's less about the ocean and more about the... Mm-hmm.
And if I could, all of the people who spoke on it are commie pinko bastards because nobody told me listen, I'm going to tell you, this isn't me giving it away, but it is a standard nature film.
Oh, no.
Nature's gnarly.
I didn't see the end, but we already know what that means.
I don't want to know.
So, you know.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Standard nature.
Yeah, no,
film.
I gag, but I'm totally appalled by that.
Get it. Yeah.
You ruined it, so I shouldn't watch it.
No. No, I didn't say that to you. I thought that, there was going to be a marriage and love and
between
happiness.
The guy and the octopus?
I don't know. I'm okay with I mean,
he would adopt him or something and take him home to his aquarium.
Sure.
Yeah, doesn't he grab him and put him in his big saltwater tank he's got going out of his house so they can always be together? Dangles his hand in there. The interplay of the fingers and tentacles, you know?
Well, the cool thing is
I enjoyed it very much, but it's...
Don't. Okay. Well, I hope I don't cry.
Oh.
Am I going to cry?
I hope you don't either.
So I'm going to cry.
Oh, you're going to cry, yeah.
Mm, great. Well, anyway, I went on a 35-mile bike ride on Saturday.
Nice.
Over the Golden Gate Bridge.
So there's not enough COVID where you live. You figured you'd go find it elsewhere, huh?
Yes, exactly. We
Good job.
We had to go on the search. Actually, I will say that I expected there to be... not that many people, because everything I hear is that in the city, and Human was telling me the city's just empty. And it was the first time I ever got to go on the west side of the Golden Gate Bridge. We rode it's only bikes over there.
Mm-hmm.
So we rode our bikes across there, and then we went and picked up takeout and sat up near, is it Lincoln Park right there on the ocean?
Yeah.
So we sat up there and it was, we had just a
lovely
day. So,
up the Presidio way is what you're talking about.
Yes. So, basically headed south, took a right at the bridge and headed over and had some Burmese food. Delicious.
So, were you saying it's crowded? Because I've heard this, the city's a ghost town, like where our offices are.
Yeah, that must be it.
When I drove into the city, I don't know, what was that, 2 weeks ago now, just to see what was doing when we were on vacation. I purposefully got on 19, and 19th is packed. Like, absolutely.
Just cars or people or everything?
Packed with cars. Like, regular, full-on, you move to the next red light as a group. Like, it wasn't empty by any stretch. So I certainly thought, oh, that ghost town thing's happening only on Market Street.
Yeah, well, that might be the only place, because everywhere I went, there were too many people. I mean, it was, you know, usually when I ride my bike, I have my mask down, and because you're out and you're not near anyone, and I had my mask on the whole day. Like, there are people, you know, coming by you. It was almost hard to find a place to...
Nita works downtown Union Square, and she had a bunch of traffic on the way home yesterday. Like, she was stuck.
Oh, boy.
It took her a very long time to get home.
Yeah. Well, even just when we were coming back across the bridge a couple hours later, both directions, I don't know if something had happened on the bridge, and, you know, it was sort of, it was like loosening up. I don't want to say anybody did anything, but it felt like that kind of stop where both sides were stopped and...
Spectators.
Right. And so I was happy to be on my bike. Oh, I won't have to sit in the traffic. So much further than you think it is. Oy, what a ride. But it was great. We had a nice day, and then we played that murder trivia game.
And another, this is your bike gang?
This is the bike gang, yeah. Critical mess.
Six of you? Four of you?
Six of us total.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for you guys. That sounds
really fun. It was really fun, and actually it was, it felt so daring, you know. I hadn't crossed the Golden Gate Bridge since early in the pandemic. We went for a ride just to go over the bridge and kind of see what was happening. And that was when everything was really shut down and there was zero traffic. But God, it's so crazy to think that, like, my contingency plan today, if my power had gone out and I did get up early, or I set my alarm early and then snoozed it because I didn't have to get up, I still had power, but I was going to go in and I was going to sit in Studio B and look at Nicole through the window.
That's funny.
I don't know what else I could do, you know?
Right now, what's really weird is that, and I'm experiencing it here at the beach, and there are a lot of things, places where people are noticing this. Not only are we most, or a lot of people going back to work, but there's also a ton of people not. And so if you go surfing, it's crowded. If you go for a bike ride, it's crowded. The trails are packed, and it seems that... The people who aren't, I don't know if it's, and a lot of it is kids. So I actually was tripping out last week with all the kids that were around. I thought, nobody's going to school. These teenagers are all bailing school because they're all here.
Right.
So I guess it's just pandemic, you know, sort of weird schedules.
I know, because it did feel like, I mean, listen, we went on a weekend, so there was that anyway, but I couldn't believe the thickness of the I thought, are these San Franciscans? Are people traveling here? Like, is tourism back? Like, where are you people coming from?
It's locals. I mean, it's also people who are traveling from, you know, in their car from the East Bay or in their car from the South Bay, but there's definitely, you know, short-term travel and lots of crowds. And I wouldn't be at the skate park on Sunday at 6:30 if I could have gone to the ocean. But the beaches are packed on the weekend, more so than even on the weekdays. So now I'm aiming all my time in the ocean at weekdays.
Right. It's definitely, we were on Baker Beach for a couple minutes, and it was business as usual, if not.
Did you burn your behind?
No, it was somewhat overcast.
Nice. So you guys,
really nice day. Yeah,
you didn't lay out naked.
No, we just went down there.
But it's Baker's.
That's what they do at Baker Beach. What are you talking about?
They didn't. We were at the family.
Get the memo.
We were at the
So you're just peepers. You just show up.
No,
and you keep your clothes
there weren't
on
even
and
any
you look
people.
At all the nudies, but you're not going to participate. I understand.
We didn't go the end of the beach. End of the beach is where that's all happening. Is what I hear. We just wandered down onto the beach, didn't go far. We all just had, you know, we were dressed in our shoes. Like, I wasn't going to go too far. Anywho, you guys were so late. and it's a Monday. We're off to a great start. Yay. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.